The View from Friday, When Stress Systems Interact. The through line of the week's news is what happens when several stress systems activate simultaneously. A hot war in the Middle East is disrupting energy markets. Bond yields at 19-year highs suggest investors are repricing long-term U.S. fiscal risk. An AI industry is generating enormous wealth and enormous geopolitical friction at the same time. And an El Niño is building toward potential record intensity that will layer additional stress on food and energy systems by fall. None of these are isolated. The political variable over the next 4 months connects most of them. The Senate races in Texas and Georgia, the Progressive Union tensions in the Democratic coalition, the firing of the Election Assistance Commission, all are inputs into an electoral environment whose outcome will shape everything from Iran policy to AI regulation, to housing affordability. Esper's argument that Iran is timing its strategy around the U.S. electoral calendar is a reminder that American election cycles are visible from every capital on Earth. A correction is also warranted. A prior broadcast noted Ukraine striking Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. That claim was simply wrong. The Caspian Sea is landlocked, entirely surrounded by Russia, Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan, Iran, and Azerbaijan. And Ukraine has no plausible military access to it. Ukraine's actual maritime strike record is in the Black Sea, where its surface drones and anti-ship missiles have been effective. The error was one of geography, and in reporting on active military operations, that kind of error matters.